Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, we found out the very bad news about Trevor Bauer, just how long he could be out and what effect it could have on an Indians postseason run. We ask those questions and get them answered by our very own Indians beat reporter, Alex Hooper, who you can follow on Twitter, at Lex Hooper. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, Alex.
What's up, guys?
Oh, just dealing with the Trevor Bauer stuff. What's the latest you can tell us, friend?
You know, Chris Antonetti was on the broadcast last night, and he said a few weeks. So that's the prognosis, at least for Trevor at this point. But other than that, man, this is kind of a, I guess, I don't want to say scary situation because Leonis Martin is a scary situation, but it's certainly something where, as an Indians fan, you have every right to be very concerned because this is a Cy Young candidate with a break in a very important part of his body. So it's just about getting that leg stable to where he's able to push off of it, drive off of that back foot, and deliver, you know, 100 to 120 times a game and be able to do it a couple days later.
It seemed immediately, Alex, that people wanted to say, well, you know, it's only a 10-day DL and this is a minor thing. And then you have Chris Antonetti. He said a few weeks, not me. That's a few weeks. And so by the end of a few weeks, you're looking at September. Minor league baseball season's over, so you're not really having him pitch in any rehab starts or anything like that. I'm a little bit worried about a postseason appearance where it could be his first appearance and trying to knock off some of that rust. Do you trust him that because of how his training regimen is that he might be better off than some pitchers?
Yeah, his arm's probably going to be close to fine, but I mean, you also saw right after the All-Star break where there were a couple extra days in there and he looked a little off his game and really struggled because of it. I mean, any pitcher is going to struggle if they don't pitch in a game for some time. And the thing you mentioned is kind of going to be an issue throughout the organization. I mean, Lonnie Chisholm might not be able to get into any minor league games, and you're going to need a right fielder at some point. This Alan Cabrera / Guyer thing isn't really going to work out in center and right field. You need something. So, yeah, it's just about him getting back into games. And Bauer, I think, might be back early enough to where you can put him in some September games. You have this giant lead in the division, so maybe it doesn't cost you as much. But still, to just have to throw him back out there at any point before going through minor league rehab games would probably not be great.
Alex Hooper, join us on the hotline. What would missing two, potentially three starts, what would that do to Trevor Bauer's Cy Young candidacy?
It's probably, I mean, 2 to 3, I think he would still have a shot, but I would say this injury probably ends that. I mean, he's already two starts ahead of Chris Sale right now anyway, and I think he's really the only contender. I think Verlander will probably pass him, but I think you can probably close the book on it at this point. It's not like he's having a Jacob deGrom season with the wins to convince the old school writers either. It's just he's got a lot of great advance numbers and he was ahead by a little bit, but if that's the last or second to last time you see him out on the mound in the regular season, I think Chris Sale's going to pull ahead pretty well. He might wind up with 300 strikeouts, something like that, and Trev's sitting around 200 and you lose 4 or 5 starts maybe, and I think that gap will just be a little too big.
All right, Hoop, we know that, again, it's just amazing the type of season, especially even the second half, that Jose Ramirez has not regressed to the mean. This seems to be the mean for him. He just goes out and hits home runs, get extra base hits, continues to get on base, stolen bases, all that good stuff. Is he your MVP? I know we're in Cleveland. I know everybody here is going to say he's the MVP. Heck, Francisco Lindor is hanging around right there too. But people in Boston think that like J.D. Martinez has it wrapped up. How close of a race is this going to be, and who has the edge?
I think right now the edge might actually go to Mookie Betts.
I mean, that's another one. It's amazing how many guys we're dealing with here.
Yeah, it's jammed up in both leagues, but in the American League, I mean, there's those three guys at the top, and Martinez is right there as well. I mean, the fact that you have two guys challenging Mike Trout is something you haven't seen in 3-4 years, and I think, frankly, Betts and Ramirez both are ahead, but, I mean, Mookie, if you want to go strictly by war, is barely ahead of Jose going in last night, and you know, he was actually on the 10-day DL at some point. So I think that with how good the Red Sox have been, I mean, if the Red Sox were just going to win 95 to 98 games and win the AL East and Betts puts up those numbers, I think it might be a little something different. But because they're blowing people away, I think that's going to sway a lot of voters. But I mean, there's still plenty of time. Like you said, Jose has not regressed at all. I don't want to say I've been waiting for it for 2-3 years, but I mean, after that first breakout season in 2016, you know, I wasn't expecting that. In 2017, I was like, yeah, I kind of expect him to regress a little more towards the mean, and it just hasn't happened. He's just gotten better and better. So there's no reason for me to believe that he won't wind up with 40 homers, hit 305, hit it down the stretch. He could put up 23 straight games and, you know, add to his candidacy quite a bit between now and the end of the season.
Hoop, we got 40 seconds. Find me a place for Yandy Diaz.
Third, first, right, left, DH. Put him anywhere. I don't get it at this point.
We'll make sure we're reading you at 923thefan.com. Alex, we thank you very much for the time, friend.
Anytime, bud.
Alex Hooper joining us, Indians beat reporter on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up in a bit, Lima has a very zesty question about Trevor Bauer that we almost got into earlier this morning. I want to ask that. And also, if you love baseball and you love your love robot, now you can have the best of both worlds.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.